You know, with that mask on, no one needs to know who you are when you go into that dirty, filthy video store. And if you can't look anyone in the eye, they won't even be able to tell you what eye color you have. You're so perfectly anonymous. All of those fantasies you've had about going someplace like that, about perusing the dildos and the butt plugs and the bondage gear and just waiting for some big butch dick swinging man to come along and call you out for what you are. All those fantasies can be true. Well, I mean, people are usually more polite than to just grab you by the back of the neck and pull you off behind the curtains of those video booths or behind the doors of those video booths like you've imagined so many times. Very few people will just guide you to your knees and unfold their dicks from their pants, aiming it for your face. And wouldn't it be amusing if you pulled that mask from your mouth to your eyes so that you don't even have to see him watching you as you open wide to take that big, fat monster cock from a complete and utter stranger who, in turn, you have not seen the face of. Complete anonymous sex, even if you are face to face. Or face to cock. So when you're nuzzling and licking and slavering all over those balls, just make sure you don't get so fucking carried away that you push that mask away from your face completely as you worship and nuzzle and adore. As you spend time lingering over the taste and the texture and the tautness of the skin, the smell of his fucking balls, the glistening drip of pre-cum, the shade of purple that his flared fucking head gets when he's been jerking with that big fucking strong hand on that big fucking strong cock, jerking and pressing that fucking swollen head against your mouth. His other hand on the back of your head, pushing you forward, guiding you to do what you've always wanted to do. Suck off a stranger in a fucking filthy fucking glory hole type, gangbang type, random stranger type fucking place. And when you open wide and take it as if you'd taken it a million times, well, I suppose that's where reality hits. When you're not as skilled as you thought you would be just because you've had blowjobs and known how you liked them. When suddenly you almost forget to cover your teeth with your lips, bitch. When you almost don't realize that you have to, like, tilt your head so that there's more room for him to slide into your mouth. When he's pressed against the soft palate, it doesn't just go straight down your throat because he's pointed up and your throat is pointed down and you have to adjust in order to be able to fucking take that deep throat, deep dicking in your face. But these are all things you'll learn. These are all things that you'll work out. These are all the things that he'll teach you. He'll move you. He'll shift you. He'll bring his cock out of your mouth and then drop his balls onto your face for you to lick and suck. He'll tell you to lick down the taint and to tongue his ass, to be a good little bitch, to be a good boy and lick his fucking ass while he pumps, his balls bouncing on your forehead as he grunts, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, like a big fucking deep growling fucking cum-laden moan. Lick that ass. He's going to tell you what he wants. Because he's strong in every way. And assertive in the ways you need. He's going to teach you. Just like you've always wanted to be taught. Tell you to put a finger in his ass while you suck his balls and his cock. He's going to tell you to take it deep in your throat. He's going to fucking tell you to pump the shaft. And soon enough you'll learn that pistoning your middle finger in his ass and shoving your hand up and down on his shaft while you twist your fucking hand and bobbing your head and bobbing your mouth on the head, it's all a bit of a juggling act. You'll be so focused on pleasing master that you'll forget, almost, that it was your own little dicklet that drove you to do this. Not to mention you won't be able to fucking rub your cock while both of your hands and your mouth are busy. So it'll be a learning experience for you, that's certain. There'll be parts of it that don't live up to your expectations that weren't all you'd hoped it would be. But you know what? When you're jerking off to the memory of it afterwards, you're not going to remember that part. You're not going to think about that part. You're going to remember what his cock looked like dangling just in front of your face. You're going to remember how you could hear your fucking pulse beating in your ears in time to the pulse in your cock when you were just about to taste it and wondering, could you do it? Would you do it? Were you going to go through with it? Before just a move of his hand on the back of your head and just a move of his cock, and you were there doing it without having made the decision. But certainly not resisting, certainly not having made the decision not to. You just take it. That's what you're going to remember. The excitement, and then suddenly finding yourself doing it. You're going to remember how badly you needed to come. You're going to remember how exciting it was. You're going to remember how he called you a good little faggot. You're going to remember how he said, yeah, bitch, suck that fucking cock. You're going to remember how delicious it was when you could feel his ass twitching on your finger and you knew he was about to come and come deep in your fucking throat. You're going to remember how excited you realized you were when you tasted his cum. When he slid his dick out of your mouth and wiped it on your face, you're going to remember how your hand went straight to your own little clitty cock and you started fucking pulling and pulling and pulling as he chuckled and said, yeah, that's right, rub that clit. That's right, show me how much you love that cock as he rubs his fucking slimy cock on your face as the last of his cum is dripping out of his cock as it slowly softens and shrinks back down to size. He's going to chuckle at how fast you pump, at how much you loved it, at how quickly you fucking come. He's going to pat you on the head. You're going to remember that for the rest of your fucking life. The way you sat there with your cum in your hand, on your knees, weak and spent and delirious and humiliated and adoring. Well, he just fucking went back to business, tucking his dick back into his pants, heading out of the fucking booth. You're gonna remember that for the rest of your life. And then you're gonna remember how long you sat there until the next guy came in to feed you his fucking dick. So, you know, look at the silver lining on that fucking face mask you're wearing. It's gonna make your dreams come true.